This guy's name is Phil with an F.
Yeah.
Hey. Phil, it's radio. Does it really matter? If I just said Phil, we'd have been good, wouldn't we?
But that's my name. Phil with an F.
Let's come up with a nickname for you. I'm thinking Phil. Yeah, we're
okay.
Going with that, all right? Well, what's on your mind?
I had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're Poughkeepsie earlier. You mentioned you were were you a DJ?
I was a DJ out in Poughkeepsie for 4 years. My name on the air was Patchy Fog. Back then, everybody had pseudonyms or nom de plumes. Yeah, we didn't have the plume, but we had the noms. And I was Patchy Fog.
Oh. Well, my second question is, so have you ever been to the Poughkeepsie Nut House? Wasn't there an insane asylum?
That's how I originally ended up in Poughkeepsie, and after that I got into radio. I was out there. Hey, it isn't funny. Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
You ever had a mental illness? If you had one, you wouldn't laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
If you get cancer sometime, call me up, and I'll make jokes about your tumor. You sick son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
You get off the air right now and don't ever call this station again.
Oh, no. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm sorry.
I thought for sure you'd go away, but I'm still here.
No. There's something fascinating about, I think I drove through and I was looking up on the hillside and, somebody said that was the old Poughkeepsie. They called it the Poughkeepsie Nut House.
Yeah, we didn't appreciate that, I'll tell you that.
Were you really there?
I was there for 6 months. It's why I went out there. You know, a lot of people come to the Twin Cities to get help with alcoholism or drug addiction, but
yeah.
We don't call Hazleton, the booze home, do we? No, we say good luck to you. Hope things work out. Sorry, you're struggling. But you end up in a house where you have some struggles mentally, and it's a joke. It's funny. It's ha-ha. Look at the kook.
Oh. Well, I read online that many years ago, they kind of some of the treatments they would have.
Shock treatment? You're talking shock treatment?
I don't know if it was shock treatment, but it was kind of on the edge. I wouldn't even call it legal. I mean, it's just I was reading online and I can't remember. It was
the reason that it got the bad rap because a lot of stuff they were doing was experimental. And the reason I went out there was because none of the stuff locally was working. So you're okay with experimental at that point because what's the alternative? But yeah. You're going to get ripped because some stuff sounds a little out there. But the weird stuff is often frontier science, cutting-edge stuff. So they were trying, things that were, I'm not going to say they were illegal. I didn't look into that, but they were different. They'd have us take baths with animals, and I wasn't always clear, but I'm also not someone who cares a lot about it. I wasn't always clear what was going on, but I'm also not someone who cares about that. When I get a shot at the hospital, I don't say, could I have the chemical breakdown of everything going into my vein? If they tell me it might help, I take it. I trust them. So I'm sitting in this bathtub, and I don't know who else was there, maybe a nurse, maybe some other guy, and they said, this is animal therapy, which has shown to be effective. And I said, I've heard of animal therapy, but I think of that as, you spend some time owning a dog and having a companion.
Mm-hmm.
But bathing with them. And it's weird because you say to yourself in the bathtub, what's the big deal? So the creature's wet. In my case, it wasn't a dog. It was one of the primates. What's the big deal? The creature's wet. But you don't have clothes on, and you're just—it doesn't feel right.
Are you pulling my leg?
I'm not pulling your leg. As far as it being a treatment that was tried, I'd be pulling your leg if I said it worked. It was one of many that did not work. A lot of what they did didn't work. Most of what they did didn't work. But that doesn't matter because by going through all of that, we arrived at the thing that did work,
which
ended up being a form of shock treatment—not the shock treatment everybody talks about, but a version of it where you're getting really what amounts to just the same volts a guy would get, say, if you were Say you were bathing and someone threw a hairdryer into a bathtub. It'd be about that level.
Oh, my.
Well, there are worse shock treatments than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not the worst of it. But in that particular case, you know, when the animals didn't work, they got them the hell out of there. And anyway, I'm sitting there and they say, we're going to try one last thing. And it's always the one last thing. It's sort of when you lose something, it's always in the last place you look. Same thing here. So the guy chucks the hairdryer and all I remember is afterwards saying, boys, I'm back. You know, and I was doing radio within a week of that. And I was Patchy Fogg in Poughkeepsie, New York. So, and you can read all that at Wikipedia if you look up my name.
Very cool. Well, yeah. I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. Well, I've always been straight with people on this because I figure if my story can help someone else, then that's why it all happened, I believe. That's why I was put through that living hell. And I sometimes say to God, you know, I don't think I'm helping enough people to have justified the torture I went through. You're going to have a lot of, you know, questions to answer when I get to the pearly gates, but you know, if between now and my death we can help a few more, okay, maybe it'll justify it. But we're going to have to hit millions, pal, before I'm comfortable. Otherwise, you know, a crash and blow from a St. Paul boy's left hand might send a little so-and-so to the promised land. Know what I'm saying, camper?
Yeah,
I'm not completely healed.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a great job.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate
love
that.
Your show
with an F.
Mm-hmm. I got addicted to the thing on the Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. That was a hell of a night, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was on the edge of my seat.
You and me both.
Seriously. Yeah. It was like a movie.
It was like a movie, and we were in it. But it was like we were in that third dream level in Inception. You know, what the, you know, black is white, white is black. We're through the looking glass. You know, how do you know who your mommy is? And in Louisiana, your daddy tells you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, great job.
All right,
great
thanks, Phil with an F.
Really appreciate it.
Good talking to you, buddy.
You too, man.
All right. We'll be back with Creepiosity, a brand new book out. I think you're going to love it. This is News Radio 830 WCCO.